Andrew O'Connor will have all the day's sports news shortly, but there are a lot of people preparing for two big matches tomorrow. The women's soccer team down the road from us here at Lansdowne Road for the first time in the Nations League against Northern Ireland at 1:00. And the men's rugby team, currently ranked the best in the world, taking on the reigning world champion South Africa in Paris at 8:00. And many of them are already in the French capital. Our reporter Paul Flynn is there too. Paul, how green is Paris today?
Yeah, it's certainly the Irish fans making their presence felt. Anyway, Gavin, good afternoon from Paris here. We had a lot of heavy showers actually this morning, but that's cleared up and the sun is kind of fighting its way through the clouds here in the afternoon. So I think the weather is set to be decent enough for the weekend. Anyway, for all those Irish fans making their way over, there's 30,000 expected to travel over from Ireland for this weekend for really what is one of the most anticipated games of rugby that I certainly remember, I think, in a long time. It is the clash of the two best teams in the world, Ireland ranked number one and the reigning world champions, South Africa. And I think quite surprisingly, actually, it's the first time those two teams have met at a World Cup, and the winners tomorrow night will take a huge step towards the quarterfinals at least, and I think those fans here are all showing their excitement so far.
Lots more on the way, but you've been speaking to some of those who are there already.
Yeah, that's right. I think we can have a listen to them now.
We got a flight from Cork and yeah, it was fine. It was a good journey. Thanks.
What about the weekend? What are you expecting?
Result-wise, it's hard to call, I suppose. 50-50, but you'd expect Ireland hopefully to come out on top.
And what about the crack here in Paris?
We just started, so we're looking forward to the weekend, yeah.
I fancy Ireland, probably 6-7 points. I think they're a better team. And I think then roll on New Zealand, and once you get over that, I think we're nearly there.
No, we've been here for 2.5 weeks now, so we got all the pool games in. So it's been a long journey, thoroughly enjoying it though. The game itself, seriously looking forward to it. We think Ireland are going to do it all the way. So big belief there. So they just need to go out and do the deed now.
Tell me about all the Irish fans, and do you think we'll have the run of the stadium tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a great Irish contingent out here. I think there's going to be a big Irish support, and I'd say the South Africans will match it as well. But yeah, there's a big Irish crew over here in France, so it's great.
Paul, unlike that last woman you spoke to there who'd been in France for the last 2.5 weeks, lots of people travelling over and back for the day or for the weekend because this is a very drawn-out tournament, unlike the World Cup that you're just back from. How hard is it to get tickets for this? Because there are a lot of people heading to Paris this weekend.
Yeah, it's completely sold out and has been for a long time. Beyond Irish interest, this is one of the most hotly anticipated games of the World Cup overall. And on the black market, some of the tickets, I believe, are going for around about 300 quid and upwards. So it's certainly one of the hottest tickets in town at this World Cup. And you can see why. Look, the game, it's such an intriguing contest. There's no doubt at all that these are the two best teams in the world at the moment. There's such an interesting contrast in style between them. South Africa, a physically huge team, and they're going to look to just kind of overpower and bully Ireland in the game. And Ireland, on the other hand, we're all familiar with probably a more skillful side with the ball, and they look to kind of try and find space and punish the Springboks. So it's that contrast in styles. And look, I've been intrigued this week really just to see how calm the Irish camp has been, both in tour where they're based and now here in Paris. And this is my third World Cup covering Ireland, and I've just never seen them so calm and assured. Andy Farrell and his coaching team, they just seem to have built up a really special group, and it feels like they're ready to do something special on the biggest stage of all. And it's not a do or die clash.
No.
There's a lot more rugby to be played at this tournament, but it lay down an early marker, and Andy Farrell spoke about that yesterday. He wants this to be a marker for the team to just go out and win every game that you play. And look, with a huge Irish crowd here, one of the greatest stadiums in the world, Saturday night in the City of Lights.
But ultimately, Paul, if we win this game, we're probably likely to place New Zealand in a quarterfinal. If we lose, we're probably likely to play France. So ultimately, the result is not that important, is it?
Well, look, at the moment, there's still a boss. We haven't qualified for the quarterfinal, so we still have to play Scotland as well. So, like, if you're in the Irish camp right now, you want to win this game to make sure that you're on the way to the quarterfinals, and that's at stake for both teams. So that's hugely important before you worry about who you're going to play in the quarterfinal. But
yes,
the draw is
Sorry, Scotland.
Really difficult for Ireland. It is a tricky tie. That's just the way the draw for the World Cup is made because of the rankings, and you can toss a coin really between France or New Zealand. But I think the theory is France won that first game between France and New Zealand, and they're at home in their home World Cup, and they're a powerful side. So I think for now we'll take quarterfinal, and if we had a preference, I think we'd go for New Zealand.
Looking forward to it. Paul O'Flynn in Paris, thank you.